Hello and welcome to the podcast Truth Applied. Our goal is to take God's Word and apply it to our everyday lives. Let's see what the Bible has to say for us today. Hello and welcome to this concluding episode for the privileges of salvation. And isn't it great all that we looked at? And isn't our God great? And just I was thinking about this and wrapping up this series and looking back on these things. The Bible says that we are chosen by God according to His foreknowledge, through what the Holy Spirit did in our lives, unto the obedience of the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, that God chose us and placed us in His family. The Bible says that we are begotten of God. We saw that in verse 3. According to His abundant mercy, He saved us unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're part of God's family, and we have hope because Christ died and rose again for us. We looked at number 3 and verse 4, that we will receive an inheritance, that it's incorruptible. It's something that we will get. It's undefiled, and it's reserved in heaven. It doesn't fade away. We've been promised a reward in heaven. Not only did God save us, but He's going to reward us. You know, that's like a double blessing, isn't it? God removed the penalty of our sin, and He's going to reward us for us living for Him. When we deserve to live in eternity in service to Him, He rewards us. Isn't that a wonderful about our great God? Number 4 in verse 5, we are kept by God, by His power, and through faith, that our salvation is secure. We looked at number 5 in verse 6 and 7. We are purified as gold, that we can rejoice in trials because God allows them so that we might become more like Jesus Christ for the glory of God. We saw that we will see God. We love Him whom we have not seen. We have joy unspeakable and full of glory, and that we receive the end of our faith when we will be freed from the presence of sin. And we looked at just the last two episodes, the last thing. We see the fulfillment of prophecy, that these prophets searched diligently for it, knowing that their message was for that generation, but there was a lot of their message that was for the future, and they never saw it. But we get to look back and see it fulfilled, and we have the indwelling Holy Spirit. These are privileges that we have in Jesus Christ. And so two things. What should we do with this? How should we apply God's Word to our life? Well, number one, it ought to encourage us. When we're discouraged, when we're down, when we're frustrated, look back at your salvation. You know the fastest way to restore the joy of your salvation? Ask God to remove sin, any unconfessed sin in your life, and think and dwell and meditate upon what God has done for you and who God is. So I hope that this series encourages you, looking back and saying, and these are just a fraction of things. I remember hearing a preacher say one time that there is a list of the tons of things that happened at the moment of salvation and privileges we have in Christ. And the second thing I hope that it does for you, I know it's done for me, is that it exhorts you and challenges you, because God has done all these things for us, that we ought to do all that we can in service to Him. So it ought to encourage us, and it ought to challenge us to be the Christians that God has saved us to be. Let's serve the Lord. He's done so much for us. It is our reasonable service to live a life as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. Let's serve Him. He's done so much for us. Let's do all we can with the time that God has given us. We ought to work now, for the night is coming when no man can work. Our God is great, and our salvation is great. Praise the Lord for the privileges that we have in Jesus Christ.